I think there's great importance to see submission of heart to the one that we're asking. Am I willing to pray according to his will? This is a real test. It's easy to pray. It's easy to ask for things. But am I willing to say, Lord, I want your will? I think there's great progression. And I'm looking at her answer because she prays again in chapter 2. And I look at where she's at in chapter 2. And at least my heart sees this as a sister that God has brought. Remember, young people, this was over a period of years that this had taken place. It wasn't just a couple of months, but it was years. It was another trip, another trip, another trip. And finally, it says in verse 10, she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord. That's wonderful, isn't it? And it says in verse 12, she continued praying. And then it says in verse 15, as she has responded to Eli, I have poured out my soul before the Lord. I see wonderful progression in the spiritual development and the life of this woman. And I think it's a lesson for all of us. I want to say also that how important it is to see. You know, we often react according to the flesh. Eli was on the fleshly line here. He looked. He saw her mouth moving. What else does it say? Verse 13. He thought. Do we do those things? Do we sometimes see circumstances and we see something and we jump to a conclusion and then we open our lips and we say things that we can never, ever take back? They're words that are gone. This is why we see officially the priesthood was broken down. But here was a sister. And she doesn't say, Eli, look, I've been to Shiloh. And I've seen your sons. I know what's going on there. You don't hear that from this dear sister. I believe that we witness a sister that was under the power of God. She was submitted to him for the circumstances of the day. And when he says something else, she says, listen, no, I'm not drunk. I've poured out my soul unto the Lord. I've committed this totally to him. Count not thy handmaid for a daughter of Belial. For out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. I say, what an example for us, brothers and sisters alike. That here is one, Lord, help us to emulate the behavior and the actions of this dear sister. Later we'll find Samuel. This is the way Samuel walks. This is the way Samuel deals with the problems of the day. He takes them to the one that is greater than the problem. This is the lesson for us and Hannah, isn't it?
Listen in the art of prayer. If people talking about, well, how one should pray, what is really prayer is all about? The disciples watched the Lord Jesus and they approached him and they said, teach us to pray. And when I read this, I said, if we need to learn how to pray, let's look at Hannah. Here is a person who is overwhelmed and overburdened, just like Psalm 102. Somebody who is really overburdened with the circumstances, and you young people, you might not have the same condition here, but it might be some circumstances that you feel overwhelmed and overburdened. And what does she do? Now, having, as we have heard, sees the progression in her life. She's now completely, her eyes are off herself to the Lord. And now she is before the Lord. She wept. Do we sometimes get to that matter when you are overwhelmed and burdened with some spiritual matter? Have you experienced that? To go into your closet. Listen, you guys are busy all the time on the computer. You don't know what a closet is. a time where you shut everything completely off. No chatting with anybody, but chatting with the Lord. Shut everything completely off and go to the Lord. And maybe you need to weep before the Lord to pour, the verse that was read, poured my soul out. You know what it is to pour something? She poured herself. She did not hide it. There was no fake, anything fake in here. There was the reality. She was pouring her heart before the Lord. She wept. She made her heart known to the Lord. And she said, Lord, not only I want a male child. We have heard that. He's going to be a Nazirite, Lord. I have seen all of the unholiness that's going on around here. Do you know why the priest thought she was a drunken person? You know, drunken people should not be at the tabernacle, at the temple. It should be at a bar. But apparently there were drunken people. Yeah, so that's why he thought, she's drunk. Because he used to see people like that. That's how the condition was so bad. She wasn't drunk with wine. She was full of the Holy Spirit, as we have in Ephesians chapter 5. She was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she poured her heart before the Lord. She wept. She made it known to the Lord, and she said, Lord, not only a male child to change things around, but he is going to be a holy one. He's going to be a Nazirite, not like Samson. I know about Samson, a Nazirite that messed everything up. This one is going to be a Nazirite, Lord. He's going to be holy because I see the priest already. You know what Eli was doing, guys? He was sitting at a seat. Now, if you study the tabernacle and all of the furniture in there, you find altars, you find laver, you find Ark of the Covenant, you find veil, you find curtain, you find boards. Never read about a chair. And that man had a chair and he was sitting there. That's how bad things are in the tabernacle. And she said, Lord, I see unholiness. Lord, I see a priest that is not following the order. But Lord, I want a male child for you. And I want him to be a Nazirite. And young people, that's what the prayer ought to be for me. Lord, I want to be for you a responsible person. That's the idea of a male child. It doesn't mean, you know, that a female could not. She was a female. And as a matter of fact, she was better than all of the men we have in that chapter. She was better than all of them, spiritually speaking. The other thing is, I want it to be a Nazirite, Lord. I want it to be holy like unto you. And I don't want to be sitting still like somebody. I want to be active for you.
Brother Chuck spoke of Hannah's submission, her great submission, and how amazing of an example she is for us. And I just want to just read it again. It says, she says, she made a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you'll indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a son. So it just shows with those words, the maidservant, she humbles herself completely. And at the beginning she says, if you will. And if we can go to Matthew and look at the perfect example in Matthew chapter 26. Verse 42. My Father, if this cannot pass away unless I drink it, your will be done.